Stand by. Let's go. Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to a very special edition of Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you in conjunction with the Down and Dirty Radio Show this week. Yes, my other show. Got two of them here on the Podcast One Network and, I don't know, all over the place. But this is a special mashup edition. Did this episode out there at Camp Razor with my good friend Matt Martelli. He owns Mad Media and the Mint 400, as well as Polaris Razor. Drivers and, I don't know, you want to call them celebrities? I don't know. Mitchie Guthrie's won a bunch of events. You got RJ Anderson, Mr. XP1K, Viral Video King. So, yeah, I guess we could call them celebrities. Anyways, it was Mitch Guthrie, RJ Anderson, myself, and Matt Martelli. We were there at Camp Razor at the compound. And we did this kind of roundtable discussion on all things off-road, UTVs, Razors, Glamis. So it was a ton of fun sitting down with some of my, side-by-side brothers, as I like to call them. But, yes, the Razor family, we get together, and it is nothing short of an epic good time. There is a point where they were warming up for one of the bands at Camp Razor in the background, and you can hear kind of some music, but still, interview is rock solid, really good stuff. Big shout out to my friends at Red Bull for letting us use their compound to record this. But yeah, definitely a good time had by all. I think you guys are going to enjoy it. It's about 40, 45 minutes long. And so this is a mashup. Thanks to Polaris Razor for having us out. And everybody that tunes into both the Down and Dirty Radio Show and Project Action, because couldn't do it without you guys and all of our amazing partners. Make sure and give me a follow at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media, and regardless of whether you're listening to this in the Down and Dirty Radio Show feed or the Project Action feed over on Podcast One, go and hit that subscribe button to both shows. Completely different content on both shows, but I think you're going to enjoy them both. So make sure and do that. Leave a rating or review if you have a chance. Much appreciated, everybody that does that as well. So welcome to, the first ever big mashup between my two shows. And I think you guys are really going to enjoy this one. Before we get to this great content, it's also going to be available on YouTube as well as Facebook video, my website, Down and Dirty Show.com. I don't know. We're doing something different with this. It's kind of a proof of concept for some stuff we want to do next year at some of the big events like the Mint 400, do like a big stage show, kind of like Dax Shepard does with his show, but like a big stage show where we do like interviews and roundtable discussions in front of like a group of people. So I don't know. We'll see how you guys like this, how well it's listened to, and maybe we will do it again quite a bit, quite frequently next year. But before we get to that, got to tell you about a couple of our amazing partners here on Project Action. And, every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously pick up a first date, the luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you save by riding your bike all summer. While you can't put a price tag on your stories, now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch your car's details pop right up. Then answer a few questions, navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your value. High mileage, you already knew what it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet so you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas. And it's Thanksgiving week, and that means a ton of great football action. In the NFL, Chicago travels to Detroit, Washington at Dallas, Atlanta at New Orleans. It's great divisional matchups. College football, huge matchups with rivalry games like Michigan and Ohio State, Washington versus Washington State, Florida State, Notre Dame at USC, and much, much more. And there's only one place to get in on all the action. That's betonline.ag. Don't wait any longer. Use promo code PODCAST1 and get a 50% sign-up bonus. That's PODCAST1. One for a 50% sign-up bonus. Now, go online and use your mobile phone to sign up today and try in-game live betting where you can participate with all the action every single play. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, pay some bills. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you, that's you listening to this, yes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket just may be the most rewarding thing that you do today. You know, and everybody nowadays is talking about pulling the plug on television, right? Well, I got to tell you about our good friends at Pluto TV. They are the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. No credit cards needed, no sign up. Pluto TV is easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today. And when I'm talking about all your favorite devices, we're talking about all your favorites, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, anywhere that you stream. So what are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to Project Action here on Podcast One, as well as the Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. Big shout out to all of our partners. We just mentioned those here in Project Action, but got to give a shout out to our partners in the Down and Dirty Radio Show, who are Polaris Razor, obviously, General Tire, Subaru, Vision Wheel, KC Highlights, Gibson Exhaust, Dirtfish, Optimus, MotoShield Pro, GoParts.com. Make sure and use that coupon code or use the URL GoParts.com/Jim Beaver. That will net you a discount over there at GoParts.com. Blue Ridge Water Resort and Casino. Don't forget, Dirtfish got a big Black Friday special going on this weekend. 25% off everything at Dirtfish. And if you use the coupon code JBDirtfish any other time, it'll get you 15% off there at Dirtfish Rally School. So, yes, we're going to roll into this very, very special Project Action and Down and Dirty Radio Show mashup from Polaris Camp Razor right about now. All right, we're coming at you here, interestingly enough, from Camp Razor. Got Matt Martelli, RJ Anderson, Mitch Guthrie, and myself, Jim Beaver. I'm sure here in a little bit we're going to get a little music in the background. You boys just shut the band down, I guess. Is that the first time you guys ever shut the band down?
Honestly, it's the first time they've listened. I've tried shutting the band down before, but it's the first time I've actually listened. So
always the first out here at Camp Razor. But, I know Matt and I, we've been wanting to do this, sit down with a couple of the Team Razor guys for quite a while and just kind of talk about Razor life and everything else. And I think Camp Razor is probably the place to do it. I know I've been coming out here. How long has Camp Razor been going, Matt? 4 or 5 years?
Yep, yeah, about 5 years now, I think. So yeah.
I know, RJ, you've been here from the start. How about you, Mitch?
Yep, still going strong.
Still going strong.
My very first time to Glamis was for Camp Razor. I'd never even been here before.
Seriously.
I swear.
Like, I feel like you're –
kind of in my short course 900, I came out here. I had no idea what these dunes were, no idea where to go. And it's been solid ever since. First Camp Razor, I was hooked. And then now I come out here every chance I get.
Yeah, this is what we look forward to now this weekend. Yeah. All year. This is the one.
This is honestly the most fun weekend for me. It's a little bit of work, but a lot of bit of fun.
A lot of bit.
That's Glamis, though. That's what it's all about, is you come out here and, you know, with your friends and family and just ride, you know, whatever you've got. But, you know, now we've got Razors, and, man, there are literally tens, maybe even, definitely tens of thousands of Razors out here. I just got back from a ride, a little short ride to the hill, and, man, it's already turned on. There's already tens of thousands of people here riding. It's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, this place is packed already, and I took my Pro 4 here last year, and driving a Razor through the dunes, you can't beat it. Like a Pro 4, it's one of the best of the best. Four-wheel drive, it'll go anywhere. And I have more fun getting my Razor and just going, you know. It's just no worries.
It's a whole lot less work on it.
Cool to see the takeover, because it used to be all buggies out here. And then the 800 came out, you know, 10 years ago now. And then suddenly, you know, in the span of a decade, it's suddenly turned into you only see Razors.
Well, that is the truth, too, because, I mean, like the buggy industry, I don't want to say it's dead, but it's darn near close. It's like it's on life support right now. Yeah. I mean, there's, what, one or two buggy manufacturers still that are making sand cars?
There's a handful of them. There's four or five of them, you know, that really do the premier stuff. And what they've told me, actually, is they're actually selling more buggies, but, you know, the higher-end ones. So, you know, they're still there. That's still part of off-road culture, which is always really cool. But, you know, you can't beat the Razor platform for the accessibility, for how much it's how affordable it is, you know. I mean, you guys know what we do. We go out there and beat on these things, and other than belts, they take it, you know.
Well, look at Funko, to me, is the biggest. I think they're leading the sand car industry right now. They're making Razor parts.
Yeah.
They know they're following the trend.
But everybody is. I mean, you look at Geyser, you look at Jimco. I mean, we're talking like premier trophy truck builders, and they're all of a sudden in, you know, building Razor parts.
You can't run from it anymore. If you're those guys, they're big sharks, and they got to go. They got to go right in the water.
Yeah.
That's what you even see now, like people that still have buggies and stuff out here riding, and it's like they just can't catch on. Like, you know, a lot of people, it took a while to get them to be like, all right, fine, the Razors are really cool. They don't cost as much as a buggy. They do everything probably better and faster. And there's still those people out here that, you know, they're in a buggy, but they just don't want to grasp onto the point that the Razors are actually taking over, and they're just getting so fast.
Yeah, it's because the same guys, like, 3 or 4 years ago were calling them golf carts and, like, oh, you know, they're making fun of them. But now it's like, oh, I want to be one of those guys, but, like, I've got too much pride. Yeah. I can't do it.
I laugh. The same. I've gotten made fun of being the golf cart guy for so long, and the same guys that were making fun of me are now asking me for, hey, can I get a discount? Can I? Yeah. I'm like, it's not a wave.
You can't just flip like that, man.
You can't just catch the wave and
right
then.
We're going to have to jump you in.
It's not that easy. It's not that easy.
You're going to have to spend
some
time
with
Mitchie.
There's a reason I don't surf. You can't just go out there and catch the biggest wave and ride it right in.
Right. No, absolutely. Mitchie, what was your first time out here?
Man, I actually came out here a long time ago with my dad and rode in like a buggy.
Yep.
But that was basically it. I wasn't driving. That was kind of when I first started trophy carts. And then, like RJ said, my first time is really coming out here and actually doing and kind of coming out and driving myself was Camp Razor probably 5 or 6 years ago. It's been going on for a while now. And now we're here, and this is one of my favorite places to come. You know, it's so fun coming out in a Razor and doing and shredding with your friends. But it's also fun. You know, Glamis is one of those cool places where we all come out and everyone's camping together, and it's just a good time.
Well, and I think that's, like, it's truth. I mean, like, it doesn't matter if you're doing short course or desert. I mean, you guys have both done both. Matt's been around the industry for a long time doing a bit of everything. But, like, there's not many places, even, like, the mid 400 after the race. Like, you're decompressing after a race, and it's like you want to have some drinks, have a good time, but it's still, it's like, I don't know, there's so much going on. This is, like, one of the few times or places in this industry where we can all get together and just, like, you don't have to worry about anything. You just go out and have fun, and, you know, you're with your friends.
Yeah, that's one thing I say is, who else has this? This is Halloween weekend. People have been coming to the dunes for Halloween weekend for years. But this isn't Halloween weekend. Everyone, no matter where you're parked, pad 5, wherever you are, this is Camp Razor.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's really,
you know,
cool.
And they've stamped it. Yeah. They've stamped it, and they've been the brand.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, it, you know, starting from the inception of it was really cool because, you know, they just wanted to reward their customers.
Yeah.
And do it in a way that actually gave them something back, gave them a good experience. You know, you look at the repair line, they're repairing cars for free.
Yeah.
Like, that still blows me away. I'm like, I always ask, hey, so what's the math on that? And they shake their head and go, don't ask.
That right there is the reason to buy a Razor.
Yeah.
Come here, buy a Razor, go out in the dunes. Hey, if you do something stupid, like we all do, it happens every once in a while.
We got
crash,
you.
Hey, pull it right in, we'll fix you up.
Yeah.
Who else does that?
Yeah. No,
No one.
It's really cool to see, and it just, again, what I really like about the platform, about the whole UTV platform, is it just makes it accessible to everybody. For years growing up in this culture, I would tell people about Glamis, and I would tell people about riding in trophy trucks and all this stuff, and they couldn't grasp it. You know, it wasn't something that the average person could come and do, and now with these vehicles, they can, and that's what's cool. So we ride around out here in our big posse of people, and you run into people that are just, you know, they just bought a car and this is their first weekend, or they just started doing it and they're learning the dunes, and it's really cool.
It almost sounds like a sales pitch, but you don't. Yeah.
Well,
you know, that's like, we're coming to Camp Razor, but it's not that I have to come here. I don't have to do any of that.
Right.
It just goes to show, like, there's so many people here, and we've been doing it for 5 or 6 years now, and it's like it's not dying. It's getting bigger and bigger every year, and it's not a sales pitch. Like, everyone loves coming out and having fun this weekend.
Not only would I not miss Camp Razor, but I mean, Frankie Ballard's coming.
But it's not G-Eazy, right?
It's not quite G-Eazy, but Frankie Ballard's coming.
Yeah,
and we just got him to shut off his music.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You guys said something earlier, though, you know, you were talking about razors and, you know, I think, you know, talking about coming up and first experiences and stuff like that. I think one thing that, like, I know me, I don't want to say I'm a late adopter of the UTV industry, but it just wasn't there when I was a kid growing up. I mean, it was like I learned to ride the desert. It was on a dirt bike and a quad. My first experience behind four wheels was
Forget about three-wheelers, man. Yeah, remember those things.
But, hey, you know, Marty Hart's got something on you guys. Yeah.
I think I was 12 in San Felipe, and my dad put me behind the wheel of his pre-runner, 79, you know, Strop-built pre-runner. And, you know, I'm bombing through the whoops of San Felipe at 12 and, you know, darn near rolled the truck, but that wasn't the way to learn how to, you know, I'd been riding with my dad for years, but that's not the way to learn, you know. Now these kids, you know, you look at like a kid like Seth Quintero, you know, coming up, and your brother Ronnie was the same way. Like, they have access to so many, mod carts, yeah, trophy carts, everything. Now
I didn't have an option. Like, I was going through huge whoops when I was 3 years old, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's rad to see that new generation. I mean, you guys are the forefront of it, where, you know, you guys have been driving since you've been children, right? And so by the time, like, you're in your 20s, you've already had more seat time than most of the guys you're competing against. So, you know, we've seen that paradigm shift in short course racing and starting to happen in desert racing as well, where it's, you know, younger and younger people being better and better because they started at an earlier age. And, you know, I think it's a healthy thing, especially for driving, even driving on the streets. Like, you know, my brother's daughter, my niece, she's on car number 2, right? Yeah. And she's 11.
Yeah, speaking of sales pitch earlier, it sounds like a sales pitch, but I literally grew up driving a Razor. With the very first Razor I drove, I was not getting paid for it. I was not doing anything. Yep. I was just having fun. I learned to drive in the desert. I learned all this. So all this experience I have, I just won a Pro 4 championship, and It's crazy to say, but I did. I started driving a Razor. Like, you don't go – where else do you go? And
that's what I was going to say is I started in the trophy carts, and then so you have to end those when you're 16. I was, like, turning 15. It's like, what are we going to do? Like, should we do, like, a super buggy? Should we do this? Should we do that? And finally caught on to the work series after talking to RJ and just bought, like, at that time it was, like, a Razor 900 and went out and started winning some races and then eventually moved up and did some Lucas Oil stuff, all that, and – eventually got sponsored by Polaris, but like that's where it all started, and that's what's so cool is, like you were saying, it's so accessible because, you know, anyone could go in, buy a Razor, and I mean, if you have the talent, you could go win races and eventually, you know, make it into a career if you want or something like that.
Five years ago, me and Mitch Guthrie Jr. were no one.
You know what I love about you guys is your modesty. Like, you just came back. You just won a Pro 4 championship, all right?
Yeah,
and if there was nobody in that class except for Rob McCachran, that's still –
you beat Rob
close
McCaffrey,
to a miracle, right?
Right?
Yeah. That's incredible, right? Yeah. And you just had a really big win the end of last year, right? So, and you're racing the Baja 1000 with Reese Millen. You know what I mean? So it's like that learning curve now is compressed because of how early you guys are starting. It's really cool to watch it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's crazy. The guys before us, like Rob and all them, and I wasn't even born yet, but it's crazy because, like, the trophy cart thing started, like, when me and RJ were racing, and suddenly there's all these young dudes that are, you know, 16 even, just coming out of the trophy cart, hitting a pro light and winning races, and it was kind of weird, and it's cool to think, like, oh, man, these Razors, trophy carts have given us such an opportunity to start racing when we're so young, because before, I don't really know what they did. Like, I don't know what Rob Mack was able to do when he was, you
know,
16.
We're on dirt bikes and three-wheelers and busted up.
It sounds like a sales pitch. Sounds like a sales pitch, but it's not.
So the Rob Mack story is really funny because you're right. Like, usually they're not hitting their stride in racing till they're 30. You know what I mean? Or getting those opportunities because, you know, it's usually a paid ride or what have you. But, you know, Rob got pulled out of the crowd by RJ's dad. You know, to race a buggy, right, for Walker?
Yeah, I'm in a lucky scenario for sure. Like, Rob Mack used to live with my dad. He was my dad's roommate. He lived with my dad. Right.
See, and I didn't know that, is new. Yeah. I didn't know they were roommates. So.
Oh, yeah. Rob Mack lived with my dad. He drove for Walker Evans and then lived with my dad. But even so, like, I would have never had the same chance. Like, back then, all of the factory support is way different than what we have now. Yeah. Now we have UTV industry is what's driving factory support.
That's what's driving off-roading.
There's no Ford, Chevy, that are pushing hard.
Yeah.
It opens up a lot of opportunities for people.
Well, in Polaris, that's one thing I want to talk about there, though, is, like, it's not like, you know, they just go after name guys, right? I mean, there's kids that started out in a UTV, no factors. Brandon Sims is one, you know what I mean? And, you know, he started out, they didn't know who the hell he was. He went out, he was quick. They go, hey, they took notice. Now all of a sudden he's a factory driver. I mean, you came up through the ranks. It wasn't like you started. Your dad had won some hammer stuff, but you came up through the ranks, and slowly the support started coming in.
Even the trophy card stuff. I mean, you're racing that forever. We got a ton of wins, but it's hard to get sponsors. Like, there's not much you could do. So, you know, I got in the UTVs, and for a little bit you got to do it yourself. And thank God I have my parents, and they're the ones that made me, you know, be able to start what I'm doing and have a career. But eventually, thankfully, I was able to, you know, win some races, and Polaris took on and finally got a lot of support. Now it's my career. So it's really cool to see, and I'm thankful for them to, you know, be able to do what I do and come out here and do this stuff and just have fun.
The writing's on the wall. You can go to a dealership, you can finance a Razor, and if you win races,
they're going to catch on.
There's no one out there that's winning races that's just, like, paying for it themselves, you know? Yeah. And there's no other sport that I don't think that you can do this.
There's lot of people watching, too. It's not even just Polaris. It's, you know, so many other random sponsors out there that are watching, and they're noticing people that are running up front and racing sponsoring those people.
Yeah. I've had people ask me that. You know, they're like, why are you racing a UTV? And I'm like, well, there's sponsorship there. And they're like, well, how is that? You've got a trophy truck parked in the garage, and you're not racing. You're racing a UTV. And I'm like, there's more money in the UTV industry. And they're like, how does that work? And I'm like, you've got 20 tire companies instead of three. You've got 20 wheel companies instead of three or four. I'm like, you know, I'm like, there's just more because it's such a big industry.
Yeah, look at Polaris. I mean, they're the dominant name of off road. If you do anything off road, they're most likely tied to whatever you do.
Absolutely.
Whether it be four wheel parts, Polaris Razor, whatever, they're tied to something. They have their ties and their roots are in off road. That's what they've done.
No, you know? it's really interesting. I mean, like, watching the cultural shift, too. Like, I was, you know, pre-running for the Bottle 1000 is about to start. I've been talking to a lot of teams, and a lot of them are they're going to pre-run in Razors, you know, because, like, you know, it's $20,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 to prep a pre-runner for pre-running. So you could buy two cars and go pre-run.
Yeah. They're not like the same thing. Like, obviously the pre-runners go way faster, but the Razors are getting up there. I mean, to where you could go pre-run in one of those and you're going pretty damn fast.
Yeah.
And that's just your pre-runner.
Yeah. And I just, obviously coming from short course background, the Cops Racing team came me up and they're like, hey, we want help going faster. The band is ripping right now.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Those of you that didn't think we're recording this live out of Camp Razor, we got the band going in the background. They just, we got
you guys. If you haven't heard Frankie Ballard before, here you go. Yeah.
Here's a teaser.
Yeah, YouTube's probably going to flag this thing. You're not allowed the video to go live because we're using some pirated music.
I'll tell you what, the guitars work.
But, absolutely. No, and it's really cool to see, you know, a company like Polaris give back because. Yeah. There's a lot of company, you know, this is capitalism, right? Nobody's required to give back, but they definitely are giving back. They're spending a lot of money here, you know, to make sure that people come out this weekend, have a good time in their Razors, you know, get taken care of, go see all the displays here at Camp Razor, all the different companies that support them. You know, as well as, you know, bands, two nights.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool.
It's easy to sell. Like, everyone, like, talks to me about, like, what should I buy? And I'm like, a Razor. I don't have to sell it, but come to Camp Razor. Frankie Ballard's coming. They're going to fix whatever happens. Like, who else does that?
Right.
Their support is second to none. They're giving back to the desert community.
Yeah, Polaris isn't selling anything here.
No.
It's not like they've got a dealership full
they're
of...
They're losing money
yeah,
on
they,
all this.
They're not selling.
They're giving back to the
free,
consumers.
It's a free concert. That's what I hate. Sometimes I hate seeing, you know, in comments and stuff, people are like, oh, Frankie Ballard's, like, they'll get mad at, like, certain things. It's like, you guys should be happy that Polaris is not only putting his whole thing on, doing a free concert, fixing your car for free. Like, they have it all here, and and like you said, it's not like we're trying to sell you something. Like, it's just Polaris is awesome. They're doing it.
There's 365 days in a year, and how many concerts go on at Glamis?
Yeah.
This is it. This is it.
I don't know. You probably played the air guitar out here a few times around the campfire, Jason.
Yeah, I jumped on one leg. I do my part, but
we might have had a concert last night. But Frankie, sure. I think, is a better singer.
For sure, there was a concert last night.
I'm gonna get some tips.
Yeah. Well, I want to circle back to the racing thing real quick because I think this has been kind of understated. And I think Mitchie could be the next version of it. But so we've had a Razor kid, which is RJ, come all the way up through the ranks. He won the biggest premier championship in short course Pro 4, right? And yeah. He's a Razor kid. Then you got a guy like Mitchie. He's come up on the desert side of things all the way through the ranks as a Razor kid. He's winning everything you can in the desert. Makes me wonder when we're going to have somebody like Mitch. The doors are going to open, step up into trophy truck, and be the first guy to legit take a championship coming up through the Razor ranks in trophy truck. You know, I think
it's an open door, guys.
We love Johnny to death, but Johnny's money bags Johnny. And, you know, he started in UTVs, and he just won overall at Vegas Torino, which I think was a big deal
for a guy that got
a start in Razors.
That's a big – let's give Johnny some credit.
I love Johnny to death. He
won the longest off-road race in America.
Yeah, and, I mean, Jesse Jones was driving with him. That's a big help for sure, but he had to drive the wheels off that car, you know. So we have to give him credit for being the first – you know, of the UTV guys. But, yeah, like, I agree. I think, for me personally, it's fun watching it because I see how you guys developed and how capable the vehicles are. And truthfully, we talk about it all the time, like, God, I can't wait to get you guys in a trophy truck and to show everybody, like, okay, on this platform, this is what they can do, right? Yeah.
Well, I happen to know a guy with a trophy truck sitting in a garage collecting dust right now, Matt. Right? So if you ever want to let somebody like Mitchie behind the wheel just to test, I mean,
hello?
I'm sure we could figure something
I'm
out.
I'm right here.
Wait a second. No, it's your truck.
Can we get this on record right now that I could drive that thing?
This is fully recorded.
Right. Yeah. Evan and Mendoza, I know you guys are listening. Yeah, right? You're going to, if Mitchie wads it up, are we going to offset the cost?
One cool thing, though, is like, yeah, I want to get in trophy. That's the dream. I've always wanted to drive one of those things. But the other cool thing is the Razors are getting so fast.
It's crazy.
And it's crazy, those guys that run up front, usually there's like a top five or top ten group. And no matter what brand, this whole sport is just – it's getting insane.
Oh, yeah.
All those guys in the desert and the short course, everything, it's a battle.
Yeah.
And those guys are sending it. The cars are bulletproof now. Like, you gotta go as fast as you can all race and hope you win that thing because there's so many other good competitors out there.
Yeah, that was crazy staying there is some people looking at me as like a truck guy. Oh, he races short course, but – either way, this is where I started.
Yeah.
I got all my experience through driving a Razor.
And you still do it. I mean, you pop up at Works races here and there, and you've done Terracross recently.
It's fun. That's what I like doing.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I like doing. But so when people call me and are like, hey, will you come drive my 6100? Will you come help me? The Cops Racing team just had me Tuesday. I went to Glen Hill and helped them qualify their trophy truck or learn to help them
set
teach
it
them.
Up.
Yeah,
yep.
And it's like you just called a UTV guy. To come help set up your trophy truck.
Damn,
like,
golf cart
that's,
kids.
That's the roots. I mean, there's no
totally.
There's no hiding it, you know?
Totally.
And, yes, I've had a lot of experience in trucks now, but this is where it starts. There's no way, I don't care who you are, you don't just go into the trophy truck ranks, set the world on fire, and get sponsorship.
No.
You don't.
No.
But you can go buy a UTV, build it, go do good, and you're going to get sponsors.
Yeah, you're definitely going to get support. And again, it's cool to see. You know, again, one of the big things I'm excited about in the future is all this racing that's starting to happen in the Midwest, you know, the South, the
worldwide.
East Coast. Yeah, and other countries. Yeah. I mean,
China.
I got to go to China this year. And it was cool, man. It was like you roll up to the dunes, they've got UTVs and, you know, all their homemade vehicles, and they're, you know, it's just like this, you know, but their version of it. So
exactly,
it
everyone
was really cool.
They all have their different like versions of the. It's crazy. Like when we went to China, it's a whole other world there, and like they're a little behind on the Razor stuff, you know, since we're doing this every day. But it's cool to see all the different people, and Polaris is everywhere. Like we went all the way to China, and we're dooning in China. So it was cool to see, and it's crazy. It's worldwide now because at first when these things came out, it's like, oh, cool, like. Everyone, like, the way I put it is I used to, like, tell my friends, like, oh, yeah, I race these Razors, whatever. And they're like, oh, what are those, dune buggies or something? And now everyone knows what a Razor is. They've seen them.
Yeah.
Even you know, random people that have never seen off-road, they've seen a Razor at some point. So it's cool to see, you know, in the last decade, they go from, like, no one really knowing what they are to everybody knows what this thing is.
Yeah, it's the standard.
It's funny, too. Like, I mean, I go to a lot of stuff outside of off-road, and it was – really kind of interesting this year at the Indy 500. I've got to know most of the IndyCar drivers. And I'm there, and it used to be like they'd be like, oh, you race a trophy truck.
Now they don't want to talk about that. I walk up and they're like, hey, I just bought a new Razor. What long travel should I get for it? You know, it's like the whole trophy truck thing's out. It's like, we want to talk UTVs. We don't even want to talk about the Indy 500, the biggest freaking race on the planet. Yeah. They want to talk about their new Razor. And to me, that's like, you've got these guys, and they're not getting free units from Polaris. They're going to a dealership buying it because they want to be a part of the
culture. They're accessible.
Hey, just think about it. What was more fun to you? Going and sitting at the Indy 400 or Indy 500 or driving your Razor?
Yeah. You know,
it's way more fun just
to get out
there.
I could be at NHRA in Vegas right now at the four wides.
Actually,
how
much longer are we going to be here? Because I need to go dune pretty soon.
We found some huge whoops.
Exactly. I mean, that's what makes this weekend so fun is, you know, it's not a trade show that we have to come sit around and just talk to people or do whatever. It's we actually get to ride and have fun and go on the night rides and, you know, barbecue with our buddies and, you know, the whole nine yards.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I mean, I feel super fortunate growing up in this culture. I've been coming out here since I was 12. And it's, you know, for me, it's gotten better because now the vehicles, everybody can come have fun. You know, growing up, it was like you had your bike guys and your ATV guys and your sand dune car guys. And, you know, it's like, not everybody could get out in the dunes. A lot of people had to go ride in the back with somebody and just go to the hill and watch.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't really get out in the dunes. But, you know, we just took a whole bunch of newbies out on a ride. Never been in the dunes, right? Put them in Razors, had them follow us through the baby dunes over to Oldsmobile Hill. Mind blown. These guys are like, okay, we'll buy one. I'm like, I'm not selling you one.
Yeah,
I'm just sharing the experience with you. You know,
this group. The cool thing about this is, this off road community is so awesome. Whether it be Polaris or the people that are driving them, it's such an awesome group of people. And you know, like that's where I met all my best friends and through racing. And it's cool to see, you know, anyone, you break an arm, whatever it is, everyone's in there jumping in to help. And it's a really good community, and everyone out here is, you know, supporting each other and helping each other out and just wants to have a good time.
For sure. Like Minji's saying, I'll leave it for here. I grew up racing go-karts. That's where I started my very first time, and it wasn't that fun to me. I grew up, and then I started racing off-road, and it was like you literally hang out with the guy that you're racing against, the guy that beat you, the guy that you're trying to beat. You go hang out,
and you're even helping each other.
I was like, here's how you can go faster, do this. Jumpies and stuff back then, but yeah, they're gonna give you like if you go to asphalt racing, you go, hey, can I have a tire gauge? They'll be like, oh no, you can't.
Go away.
You go to off road, anyone's there to help you.
Right.
It's a family. Off road, it's a family, and Polaris is king of off road right now. They, to me, in my opinion, they own off road, and they're giving back. Camp Razor. Who else does anything like this? And I'm just super lucky to be a part of it. I think this is the best thing since sliced bread.
TBH.
I'm in there with you. You know I'm in there with you because, you know, it's, again, it's this thing where it's accessible. And whether you buy a car or whether you go ride in one, it doesn't matter. Just come out and do it, you know, for yourself. Have fun. It doesn't really matter what vehicle you buy. It's just getting out and doing it with your friends and your family. And you know, there's nothing like it.
We even have people out here that didn't bring a Razor, and they're just hanging out, and they're just having a good time staying in their trailer, just hanging out with us. Yeah. Like, that's what it's all about.
You can be in the middle of the dunes, and not only us, but anyone out here in this whole pad will stop and help you get your car fixed.
Totally.
They're going to get you back. They're going to get you back.
Oh, what was that?
He might have helped me. Me and my brother got a little bit aggressive with each other. But
when you get racers in the dunes, these things happen.
Yeah. Especially when they're brothers, and it's like
slight battle in the dunes.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Day one.
That's the problem. You got to get through day one to get to day two, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, we didn't do that.
You can tell we're brothers.
And these guys, like, you guys are, it's like full throttle everything.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah,
it's tough. I mean, once we get out there, we're all like, oh, we'll cruise to the hill. But, I mean, once you get out there in the dunes and
so
I see
fun.
RJ, like, pull up next to me, I'm like, man, I have to door this guy now.
Hey, my line is, what do you need brakes for when you're always on the gas?
There you go.
TBH,
what do you need brakes for if you're always on the gas?
Been racing at Crandon too much now.
Yeah.
besides this weekend, you know, just racing and stuff, what's been your favorite experience all year related to UTVs?
TBH, to be honest, this is my favorite weekend.
Yeah. Well, besides this one, what else?
It's I don't get to do enough of the fun stuff. So when I go get my Razor, like, looks like work, but that's what I do for fun. Right. It's like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, it's easy. Like, I keep, everyone thinks like, oh, you're selling me a Razor, you're trying to do this. That's literally what I do for fun. If I was not sponsored by Razor, I would still get on my Razor. And for fun, I would go hit up my friends, Mitchie. That's how I met him.
It's oh, you guys are friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've known this guy for a little bit.
Unfortunately.
You guys claim each other once in a while?
Yeah. Apparently.
Apparently, we're both friends. And
well, I was hanging out with Sarah Price the other day, and she was mentioning you guys live in the same neighborhood and pretty much ride all the time, you know, in that neighborhood. So that's a part of it as well. Like,
yeah, it dictated my life. Where I bought my house, I wanted to be able to ride. I open my garage, I leave my house, and I go out in the hills. I can go skydive. I can literally go to Paris Airport. I've driven my Razor before, went to the airport, skydove, drove my Razor back home, call it a day.
Yeah, that's like, I can't do that, like, where I'm at. And I go to RJ's, and we wake up, you know, in the morning, and it's like, all right, let's go take the Razors out today and go have some fun. And it's like, just drive that thing out your garage and go have some fun all day, and you're good to go. Like, you know, bring a cooler and your friends and have some fun.
People ask me that all the time. They're like, why do you live in Parker? I'm like, because I take my Razor out of my garage, case in point, last Saturday. Took my Razor out of the garage, took it out in the desert. We did a 100-mile loop. We ended up at the desert bar. We had some fun at the desert bar. We get in the Razors. We drive to the river. We jump in the river, swim for like an hour, and then I drive back home and pull it in the garage.
How do you beat that?
I can't do that in Oceanside. That would be like a felony for sure. I pull out of my garage, I'd be arrested. Yeah,
just get it on video.
If you started that thing, you'd be arrested.
And then yeah, exactly. And then, oh, you're on the beach? Yeah, you're definitely going to
this
prison.
Guy's done. Yeah.
Well, that's why we go to Baja, you know. Yeah. We spend so much time doing rides down there. It's like, where else can you be 6 cars wide down the beach?
Even, like, you're, like, starting a business from, you know, it's driving Polaris Razors in Baja.
Totally. Yeah. I mean,
it's like, they take you to your destination, you go have some fun, you bring your friends. It's just... That's what makes it happen right there.
That's exactly what we did because, you know, you remember it was the father and son trip we did with Polaris. And, you know, it was the first time I really stopped and looked around at stuff because we were on that trip with, you know, your dad and Bryce and his dad and Chad and his dad. And, man, how fun was that? That was crazy.
I can't put it in words. You know? I was like one of my first times. I knew nothing about Baja.
Yeah.
And the freedom that they give you down there.
Yeah.
You can't even put it into words how it feels. You could go drive down the ocean.
What blew me away was, you know, being there with Larry Ragland and him not knowing some of that stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, I didn't know it, but we drove down that dirt road and figured it out. And, you know, that's, I think the bigger thing with these vehicles is that exploring and that adventure. Yeah. And there are a ton of trails in America. There's a ton of trails, you know, all over the world, and it opens that all up.
Yeah, I mean, think we're there for a purpose. We had a father-son ride going on, but beside the purpose, we were there with the baddest dudes in off-road. Larry, Chad Ragland, Bryce Menzies, he's the baddest dude right now in the desert.
Yep.
Bruce Menzies.
That's what's cool. I love this place.
It comes out at night.
This place is awesome. But one of the best places you take a Razor is going to Baja. Man, that's, like, I totally look for it. You know, even the race, like, the 1,000, that's all fun. But, man, the pre-running is so fun when you can just go out all day, stop at a taco shop, have some lunch, and, you know, just keep going and end up at your hotel. And then that's what you do for a few days straight.
Larry Ragland. I mean,
yeah,
his name speaks for himself.
He's the GOAT.
He gets in a Razor and is having fun with us.
Yeah, he's actually right now in Baja on a Razor ride.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. No, it's funny. We just did it with the Legends Rally. We took about 40 people, 460 miles, 3 days of riding. And, you know, one of the couples was in their 70s from Wyoming. They had never seen the ocean. Right? Like, seriously, we're coming around the bend and the Tijuana.
Get cultured, guys.
This is what water looks like?
They were like, oh my God. I'm like, that's nothing. Wait till we get down in the beautiful stuff. So, you know, and then there was another husband and wife and their kids, and the wife had never driven a Razor, right? And she did 460 miles, and she did fine, man, you know? just shows you how easy these things are to drive.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's on my bucket list, a Legends Rally. I got to do it one day. You guys go to it's like a five-star resort, but for off-road.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's back to that trip we took. Yeah. I had so much fun. I was like, we need to be doing this, right? With these vehicles, now everybody can do it. Yeah. Whereas even, you know, I'll tell you, like last year, one of the best experiences I've had in Baja in years was pre-running the Baja 1000 last year. And we did 350 miles a day, and we did the whole run in 3 days, and we were hustling. And we had a flat, and we had a belt. That was it, you know? And I had such a blast. And what I reflected on is the fact that I've done that before, but I've done it in pre-runners, you know, trophy trucks, like crews, massive, you know, groups of people. And we broke all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And so it was, you know, days of fixing and all that stuff. It wasn't, the pure driving pleasure that we got on this last one. And, man, it was special. And, and we want to share that with people. And now these vehicles allow us to do that.
And it's like you said, it's like, oh, you might, like, what goes wrong? You might have a flat, you might blow a belt. Like, those are the two things, and you change that in 5 minutes, and you're back going again. And you don't have to change a transmission or something in a giant truck.
And guess what? The guy behind you is in a Razor, and he has your parts.
Yeah.
you don't have that.
And he's going to help you.
Yes, he's going to help you.
Right.
And that's like what's funny to me is going back to the cops thing where I was helping those guys is coming and helping a trophy truck team. They're like, hey, do you have a pre-runner? And I'm like, well, I have a Razor. They're like, oh, it's perfect. You know, like you're in Baja, you're going through
that's
huge
a pre-runner.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's in a Razor. It's like, okay, there's a speed difference, obviously. It goes as fast as it'll go. But it's not a trophy truck. A trophy truck is the baddest thing in the desert.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And there's a reason that a Razor is $25,000 and a trophy truck's $2 million.
Right.
You know?
Depending.
If you're Bruce.
If you're Bruce.
Bruce has a $2 million. It's just, but think of the fun per dollar.
Sure. That's what it's all about. You said it right there. It's fun per dollar, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The way they keep ramping up, like with this Turbo S, the price didn't jump too much, but the performance sure did.
Fun per dollar.
It's getting a little out of control.
That car blew me away. Like, you know, I was able to use one to try one for our Legends Rally earlier this year, and so I did 300 and something miles in it. And there were points where I was looking down, and I'm like, I need to slow down, you know?
For sure.
And that's the first UTV that I've ever felt that way, you know? And they built it so, you know, I mean, what are you going to modify? You're going to do cage
exactly.
Seats.
That's what I was going to say. Is
custom.
Like
you're
my car,
it too. Yeah,
my car running. I brought out. Usually it's like, all right, let's put some arms on it. Let's get all strengthened up. I have a brand new Turbo S. It has like 20 miles on it now, and it's just like, you know, throw a cage on, some seats. I put speakers in it so you know where the party's at. Thanks to SSV Works.
Party's always at our place.
And like an ice chest and you're good to go. It's not like you have to do up the whole car. It's like out of the box, you could go hit the hill and beat anyone up it and not bottom out up those gigantic ones.
I'm so glad you did that because oftentimes I'm in the dunes. I'm lost. I'm like, where is the party at?
Oh, I got you. Hey.
Just come to our place.
And then
just
I can hear the thumping.
Come find us.
And we're saved. I'm
pretty sure I could hear it from here right now.
It's funny though. You mentioned that in the aftermarket. Look at the Turbo S. Try and find an aftermarket set of axles or arms for that. There's only one or two companies. Nobody's jumped on board because you don't have to change anything.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. That's what's cool. And like the four-seater they just came out with, I just got one at my house. And it's sick. It comes with full doors. It comes with the click-safe harnesses, like a roof. And it's like you could literally just go take this thing,
wheel,
like Baja, right? Whatever you need, and go pre-run. Like you're dialed.
Yeah,
it has a Sparco steering wheel.
Yep.
Ride command. Yeah. Like it's got it all.
DUN done. Like I said.
TBH, it's ready.
Like I said, DUN done.
Exactly. No, I just rode the four seater for the first time in the dunes here, and it was so much fun. Like I can't wait. I'm like I cannot wait to get that thing. You know, Baja or someplace else, and really open it up and go. You know,
why are we wasting our time? Let's just go do it.
Well, because we got to do stuff and then
got
we
got
to talk about it. You know, and then we got to do stuff and
Frankie,
talk about
Frankie
it.
Frankie wants to go too.
Oh, he definitely needs a ride.
All right, I don't know. I mean, shoot, this has been some pretty solid conversation. I'm kind of agreeing with these guys, though. It might be time to get back out in the desert and or the dunes here and have a little fun.
Let's do it. Mic drop. But,
you guys like to shred? Let's go shred.
All right.
Let's
go
shred.
Well, thanks, RJ, Mitchie, Matt. Been fun. And, yeah, thanks to all you guys for tuning in.
Thanks, guys. It's been fun.
Always a good time getting together with my Polaris Razor family. Big thanks to RJ Anderson, Matt Martelli, and Mitch Guthrie for joining me on the show today. Once again, it's at Jim Beaver 15 on social media. Hit us up at downanddirtyshow.com and subscribe on iTunes to both the Down and Dirty Radio Show and Project Action. Also, I am on Natalie Ava Marie's show as well as Spike Ferrison's in the coming weeks, so make sure and check those out. I'll be sharing them on my social feeds and such. And if you enjoyed this show, there's a lot of other amazing shows on Podcast One. But you know what? Thanksgiving is finally here, and Podcast One Sportsnet is your home for the best football podcast to help you kick off your Turkey Day games. Get all your football chatter from the biggest names in football, including Dan Patrick, Rich Eisen, Jim Harbaugh, Ross Tucker, RJ Bell, the Underdog Network, and more. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at Podcast One. Check out these great shows every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And we will see you guys next week on both the Down and Dirty Radio Show and Project Action. Thanks for joining us this week. Hopefully you guys do have an amazing Thanksgiving. And, you know, we'll see you next week. Thanks. Be safe. As always, game on.